Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM.
Bill, you just made history because that was the 1,000th introduction you've made to Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Absolutely. In fact, that is why we've decided to take a little bit of a break from the short series we were doing on our new edition of Mormonism 101, because today is our 1,000th broadcast. Who would ever have thunk? 1,000 times. Now, certainly some of those are reruns, because when we're out of town for any amount of time, sometimes we do cheat a little bit and we'll play some old shows for you, and we hope that doesn't bore you, but it just helps out with our time.
Well, and that's not very often. Maybe at Christmas time we do a little bit of that, but for the most part, these are new shows every week that we come up with.
And perhaps many of you don't know that Eric and I are not really new to Viewpoint on Mormonism. We actually had a show named that when we lived in San Diego, but the format was very different. We were on Saturdays on a station called KPRZ, and we had to actually drive to the studio, and it was a live show, and we took phone calls from people, sometimes Latter-day Saints who wanted to set us straight. And that's fine. We enjoyed that. But it was quite fun doing it that way. But sometimes, I'll tell you, though, doing the recorded shows is sometimes a little bit tougher than doing the live shows, because at least in a live show, you're caller-driven. A person calls in, they'll have a question or a comment. You can kind of play off of that and go and run with it. And these, we have to do sometimes a lot of preparation, and it may not appear that way, but there is a lot of time spent in getting ready for these.
Bill, a lot of people might wonder, how do we come up with the ideas for these shows?
Usually, we try to stick with subjects that are in the news at that time, and so that's why you might hear us sometimes repeat some things. It's only because something new has happened that makes it important to bring that subject up again, because we want to be, for lack of a better expression, on the cutting edge of what's going on in the world of Mormonism. And that's why we don't just deal with straight doctrinal issues one right after another. Sometimes these doctrinal issues or historical issues are tied into something that's happened within the Mormon Church, such as the Gospel Topic Essays that we were talking about a lot last year. That certainly gave us an opportunity to bring up some old historical issues and doctrinal issues, because that was fresh. It was in the news. It was something that the Mormon Church just came out with. And because they were admitting to a lot of things that in the past they were very reluctant to admit to, that gives us an opportunity to delve into those subjects much more deeply.
People might think we would run out of ideas, but I think we have about 2 or 3 months worth of shows in our minds of what we want to do. And we're always that way. Where, in fact, we did Gospel Principles a few months ago that I think was an interesting series. I think we did 45 total shows, but we had been thinking about doing that for a year and just never had the time, because new things keep happening. These Gospel Topic Essays that you mentioned earlier were coming out, and so many other things. And I kept saying, Bill, let's do the Gospel Principle Manual. I think that would be a good topic for people to have. And finally, in 2015, we got around to it. I'm sure it was 2013 when I first thought of that idea.
Oh, yeah. I know for sure it was. It was quite a while. And we kept looking at the calendar of when can we start this? And no, we got to do this at this particular time. We got to do that subject at another particular time. And so our calendar was certainly filling up very rapidly, not enabling us to give the proper amount of time in a row for that subject.
One of the best compliments we've had, and it's been more than once, is when people say that our show is not long enough.
I love that compliment. You know, there's an old rule in speaking, you know, that you don't want to make people happy twice, once when you get up and once when you sit down. And that rule applies to radio as well. We are encouraged by comments like that. And you're right, we have heard that many times. It's very encouraging to hear that the information that we are disseminating through this radio broadcast has been helping a lot of Christians better understand Mormonism as a whole, but also give them the confidence that they can talk to their Mormon friends about these things. giving them some information so you don't go in there with an empty hand, that you actually have something to discuss, I think helps a lot of Christians have much more confidence in discussing these topics.
Now, people might miss our show sometimes, or maybe they're curious about older shows that we've done. Where could a person go if he or she wants to hear what we've said over the past 3 years?
Well, we like to let people know occasionally with a commercial at the end of the broadcast that our radio programs are available on a website that has the archives, and they can get to that by going to a box that's on our homepage. It says On Air. If they click on that, it'll take them to another website that lists every one of the shows that we've ever aired.
And that's on mrm.org on the right side. If they clicked on that, they can hear those shows. Also, we have compiled the shows and put them into order so that there is the ability for you to look up different topics and hear some of the shows that we've done.
Yeah, if you just go to our website, you can do a search for that, and it'll show you what all the older shows are, and put in a topical order, and that should help you a lot as well.
And those shows, even though they might be a couple of years old, still are applicable most likely. Things may have changed a little bit as far as new things that have happened. This show is able to deal with some of the latest issues, including general conference talks that happen. We're able to cover that right away and not have to wait until our next newsletter comes out. We can usually hit that within a couple of weeks after an event takes place.
Yeah, the newsletter sometimes complements what we're doing on the radio, because we may have an article in the newsletter that might touch on a topic that we've discussed on air, but it'll probably go into a little bit more detail. Plus, you have all the quotations there and the references as well. And if you're not getting our newsletter, I would encourage you to sign up for it. It's very easy to do that. Just go to mrm.org, and there's a link there to the newsletter, and we'd love to send you that as well.
I know one of the features that many people have told me they like the best is when we do Fan Mail Friday.
Fan Mail Friday, we started that because we get a lot of email from Latter-day Saints who naturally are not too happy with some of the things that we talk about on the air. And so they'll write their emails complaining about something that we've said. And many times we've found that the theme is not always that different. Usually the theme is, well, we're motivated by some kind of animosity. And that gives us an opportunity to once again explain that just because you disagree with someone doesn't necessarily mean you don't like them. Unfortunately, a lot of Latter-day Saints have fallen into that trap of our culture that somehow disagreement is equated with bigotry. But they'll also bring up some complaints about something that we've either written or said, and that gives us an opportunity to explain in more detail why we said that or why we wrote what we wrote. And you might be surprised, Christians, that there's a lot of Mormons out there that are not very familiar with their own history. And so this gives us an opportunity to politely correct the misunderstandings that they have as a Latter-day Saint. So don't assume just because a person is a member of the Mormon Church, that automatically makes them an expert in the things of Mormonism. We have certainly found over the many years that we have been involved in this type of work that that's not always the case. And there are a lot of Latter-day Saints that have been believing in a type of Mormon folklore, not really knowing what Mormon leaders have taught on those topics.
Now, I think a lot of our listeners, I don't know how many that might be, but they're LDS. We like the idea that we're able to give the message that we do, and realizing that there are probably Latter-day Saints listening into us, and to have them be able to hopefully hear our compassion and yet the information that we're giving. We love them very much. We want them to understand. For me, that excites me that on the air, you just don't know who you're reaching.
And we try very hard to follow the guidelines, as our introduction says, with 1 Peter 3:15 and 16, to give an answer of the hope that lies within us and to do it with gentleness and respect. We are both very passionate about this subject, and I can only hope that our passion on some of these issues is not misunderstood to being somehow abrasive or obnoxious. It's just we are very passionate about this. We do take it very seriously, and that's why sometimes when Mormons will write and accuse us of all these things, yeah, they do tend to push some of my buttons, because I know where my heart is on this issue. I was raised with Latter-day Saints. They were good friends of mine. I want to reach them with the truth of the gospel. It's not based in any type of animosity towards them as individuals.
I want to give a couple of shout outs. One I want to give to you, Bill, because you do put a lot of energy into these shows. And I don't think people realize how much time and effort goes into this. And then you do all of the editing, and that takes time as well. So this is not a minor project that we do. This is a very big part of our ministry. So I appreciate all that you've done to help make this radio show available. And I know for a fact we've had people come to us and tell us that listening to us on the show has made a difference in their life. I remember having a hug from a gentleman a couple of years ago, and he said, I hated you guys 6 months ago, and I was going to prove you wrong. What you were saying on your radio was false. And then he found out that what we were saying was true. He ended up becoming an evangelical Christian. That's the happy ending that we love to have. And so for you, Bill, I appreciate that. And then also, there's a guy named Brian Main who has been a big help to us. Well, you want to say something about Brian?
Well, Brian is an acquaintance of yours. I've never met Brian personally.
I have not either. He's a friend of a friend, and he's a professional DJ in San Diego, and he does our intro conclusion as well as all our commercials, and he has a professional radio voice. He donates his services. So, Brian Main, if you're out there hearing this, understand how much we do appreciate you as well.
I don't think Brian realized is how much we appreciate all that he does. And whenever we come up with a new idea for an announcement, for a meeting or a commercial of some sort, Brian is right there to get that back to us. He's been very good at that. It takes a lot of people to make this work, as you can understand. It takes a lot of people to do any type of ministry. I don't think a lot of people really give that much thought. And so we do appreciate all of your prayers regarding what we do here at MRM. We do thank you for your financial response. And as we've been mentioning all this week, talking about Mormonism 101, we're offering it as a gift for $35.01. We'd send you an autographed copy of that new revised 2015 edition of Mormonism 101, and that will help us as we get into the summer months, which financially are traditionally a little bit slow. So if you could remember us in that area, that would be greatly appreciated also.
All you need to do is go to our website, mrm.org, and on the top you'll see the picture of the book. Click on that article. It will tell you how to do that. And here's looking to the next 1,000 shows.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. How would you like to have Mormonism Research Ministry address your church on the subject of Mormonism? MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson have spoken at many Christian churches all over the country. You see, they can tailor their presentation to meet your church's needs. Anything from a one-day basic introduction to a weekend symposium. You'll find these PowerPoint presentations clear, articulate, and presented in a Christ-honoring fashion. So let your pastor know today that you'd like to have MRM speak at your church. Write us at contact@mrm.org. Looking for a book on Mormonism? When you're in the Salt Lake City area, the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is the place to go. The largest selection of Christian books on Mormonism is here, including titles such as Mormonism, Shadow or Reality, and Answering Mormons' Questions. In addition, the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is a great place to get your questions answered. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 1 to 5, the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is located directly across from the Smiths Ballpark at 1358 South and West Temple.